Today is Tuesday, December 3rd. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A judge has struck down major parts of the law that banned collective bargaining for public sector workers. Last week's ruling from Dane County Judge Jacob Frost would effectively remove all the changes to state laws that ban public sector union bargaining under Wisconsin Act 10. In ruling in a suit filed by opponents of Act 10, Frost said it inappropriately favors certain public employees like local police and fire departments, but not state employees, including DNR wardens, UW Police, and Capitol Police. Frost said no one could provide him a legitimate reason why workers with the same task and risk were excluded from Act 10's provisions. In a statement, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said the lawsuit came more than a decade after Act 10 became law and after many courts rejected the same legal challenges. Voss said Republican lawmakers will file an appeal. If the holiday season or even the weather has you feeling sad, there's something you can do and a number you can call. Terry Barr reports.
If happy and holidays isn't quite ringing true for you, you're not alone. A recent survey shows close to 40% of people feel extra stressed during this time of year. The best thing health experts say you can do? Check in with others and talk about how you're feeling. Here's Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
I see it all the time. And I think that there is a rule of thumb that we can apply across the board, which is ask someone how they're doing and then listen. No, we try to solve their problems. No, it's not your job to solve their problems. It's your job to be their ear.
And Wisconsin has a confidential crisis number you could call or text. It's 988. It offers extra support every day, including the holidays. More than 130,000 people in our state have used the 988 number since it started in 2022. I'm Terry Barr.
Two occupants of a plane were uninjured as it crashed at the Boscobel Airport. The Boscobel Police Department responded to a report of an aircraft crash Sunday evening at approximately 6:30 at the Boscobel Airport in the city of Boscobel. Kyle Erpelding, 18, of Cary, Illinois, was operating the aircraft as a flight student when all of a sudden the aircraft began to have issues. Passenger and flight instructor Benjamin Wesolowski, 42, of Cary, Illinois, took over after realizing there was an emergency. Wesolowski communicated with traffic control and was able to locate the Boscobel Airport to do an emergency landing. While completing the emergency landing, the aircraft lost power and the men's view was obscured by oil, causing the aircraft to bounce several times. Due to the bouncing, the landing gear collapsed and the plane veered off the runway. The fuel tank ruptured and was leaking fuel as the plane came to a stop. Both occupants escaped from the plane uninjured. Due to minor damage to the runway, the airport groundskeeper shut down the runway for the night. The National Transportation Safety Board in Washington, D.C. was notified of the crash. The Boscobel Police Department was assisted at the scene by Boscobel Fire Department and Boscobel EMS. As we enter the holiday season and the end of the year approaches, many of you will make donations to charities, nonprofits, and other organizations, especially today, Giving Tuesday. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions have partnered to provide important reminders to help ensure your money goes to legitimate causes you want to support instead of scammers. Do your research before donating. Real charities want your donation for honest purposes, but they do not need it immediately. If a solicitor is pressuring you to pay right away, be cautious. Take time to learn about the organization before you give. Ask for more details if you are solicited by a donation or for a donation. Legitimate charitable organizations can provide their name, address, and phone number, and will explain how much of your donation will be used for the charitable purpose versus other cost. Do not open links or attachments in solicited charity emails, text, or social media posts. Even if they appear real, these may be fraudulent or contain harmful viruses. Avoid imposter scammers. Before you give to a well-known charity or nonprofit, verify that you are using the organization's real website and not a convincing replica created by scammers. Check the web address for spelling errors and other discrepancies that could signify a scam. Avoid using unsecure payment methods like cash, cryptocurrency, payment apps or money transfers. It is nearly impossible to reverse these transactions in cases of fraud. Use a credit card or write a check directly to the organization. To learn more about a charitable organization, use resources like CharityNavigator.org or Give.org. The Richland Center High School Band will present its annual holiday concert Wednesday at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band. The bands will be performing holiday classics that will set the mood for the holiday season. The Richland Center High School Bands will also be holding the annual Cookie Walk prior to the concert. Holiday cookies will be available for purchase by the box in the West Commons Auditorium area. Cookie sales will start at 6. There will also be Meet for the Beat raffle tickets available at the concert. The RCHS bands will be sponsoring the 17th annual Meet for the RCHS Band Beat raffle. This year's prizes are first prize, quarter beef, second prize, whole hog and a stick of summer sausage, third prize, 12 3-pound rump roast, 4 packages of wieners, 6 packages of 2 chicken breast, and 1 stick of summer sausage. These prizes are sponsored by the Ed Martin and Dr. Terry Moen families. The drawing will be held Friday, December 20th. Winners need not be present to win. All prize winners will be contacted by phone and announced on WRCO Radio. Get your holiday season started with great music, delicious cookies, and a chance to win your holiday dinner. Join the talented RCHS band students Wednesday. Admission is $5 or buy activity pass. River Valley Players is journeying back to 1947 with their production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play. Taking place in Spring Green's Guard Theater, the retelling of the beloved holiday story of community and connection will also showcase live music and live local commercials. It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play is directed by Patrick Hagan.
We started talking about taking the story and Jay adapting what was the Lux Theater version of it with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed that was done in, I think, 47 in L.A. And so Jay took that script and has adapted it to Spring Green. So we're pretending that in 1947, Spring Green had its own professional radio company. And they, in this fictional 1947 that we're playing, they were doing this show live and broadcasting it nationally.
River Valley's Players production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, a part of Chambers Country Music, will run December 5th through 8th at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. Tickets for River Valley Players production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, are available online at rivervalleyplayers.org and in person at North Earth Crystals and Gifts on West Jefferson Street in Spring Green. General admission is $10 and $5 for children 12 and under. Make the season extra special for our heroes. Get in the holiday spirit with the Tomah VA to honor veterans and service members by participating in the Honor Tree with locally made ornaments. If you want to honor a veteran or service member, send a private message on the Tomah VA Facebook page with their first name, last initial, branch of service, and a short message. All requests are due by 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon, December 5th.